Boneboy Speaks, episode 35. They're still assaulting. There's a report out now that the TSA, the Transportation Security Administration in the United States, is going to remove the X-ray backscatter machines from U.S. airports. And these machines essentially are X-ray machines that take a picture of your nude body, even though you walk in fully clothed. And there's a bunch of issues, not only around just the fact that there's nude pictures of people sort of floating around now. There's also the fact that these machines are really unsafe, although the U.S. government would never admit to such a thing. They finally have gotten the message that these machines need to be removed, and they are going to get them removed. Some action by Congress has sort of helped that along. But they're going to replace them with something that's perhaps not so good, the millimeter wave machines, which don't necessarily take a picture of you naked, although they've got, supposedly they fixed the software so that it doesn't capture the pictures or doesn't, it only shows a block of where things might be weird or whatever. But these machines might scramble your DNA. So I can either be irradiated by X-rays or get my DNA scrambled or get my junk touched because I opt out, which is what I usually do when I encounter one of these machines and there isn't a magnetometer to walk through instead. So these machines are ineffective. And I'll tell you that I go through the Ben Gurion Airport in Tel Aviv. And in that part of the world, they have real threats. The rest of the countries around them don't like them very much. And so they have real, actual, credible threats, and they don't even use those machines. You get interviewed by friendly and courteous staff. You get thoroughly interviewed. And then also you go through a regular magnetometer afterwards. Your luggage gets scanned and various things. But the actual process of getting through security, I find that other than waiting in line for the airlines to do their ticketing thing, that's probably the part that takes the longest as far as I'm concerned. They're actually fairly efficient. Of course, I get there early too because I know the process can sometimes take a while when there's a lot of people there. But considering what they have to do, they are very efficient. And I find it less invasive than opting out or getting a nude picture of myself taken by a machine. I'm not convinced that the machines that the government are using for this are safe. The magnetometers are also much more effective. I mean, if the Israelis don't even want to use these machines, and again, they have real threats. They've found that those machines don't provide any actual security. So you just do it the old-fashioned way, and you'll get a lot better security. And there's probably other things that the TSA or other agencies could do to actually improve airport security without, A, spending a whole lot of money on these unnecessary machines, but also just things that respect people's dignity, respect people's rights. I mean, I've never gotten patted down going through Israel. That's crazy. I mean, I've gotten my stuff thoroughly checked through a couple times, but that's depends on what's going on around there at the time. So I think anybody who follows me on social networks know I'm not a huge fan of the TSA because of what they do and some of the people they employ. The way that they do it in Israel is so much better. The employees are much better trained. They're much more courteous. Not to say that I haven't found very courteous TSA employees, but the TSA employs a whole lot more people, and they seem to take a few more shortcuts getting the people in there. So I don't know. I think the TSA could certainly improve. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Find more episodes on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com, or you can subscribe to the podcast in iTunes or SoundCloud. Find all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/about. That includes Twitter, Facebook, app.net, and Google+. Thanks for listening.